This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and all of you confused individuals out there trying to figure out why you're in a state as the one that you're in today. Now, we just heard during the commercial break, Mr. Hinckley Jr., the one that was attempting to assassinate the President of the United States of America, well, he was found not guilty of the crime that he meant to commit. And in saying that, friends, do keep in mind, he was being released today because the judge found him not a threat to himself or to anyone else. Did you hear what I just said? Mr. Hinckley Jr., the one that attempted to assassinate President Ronald Reagan, was found not guilty by reason of insanity. He was found by a federal judge most recently not to be a threat to himself or to anyone else. He's going to be living in Williamsburg, Virginia. What's wrong with America? Really? Listen to this again. I'll say it really slow. Mr. Hinckley Jr., the one that attempted to assassinate the President of the United States, namely Ronald Reagan, was found not guilty of the crime that he attempted to commit by reason of insanity. By reason of insanity, friends. But a judge, a federal judge, recently found that he's not a threat to himself or to anyone else, so he's going to be released into the population at large. He's going to live in Williamsburg, Virginia now, friends. But he's insane, but he's not a threat to himself or to anybody else. Folks, this is the mindset that you're putting up with in this country. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't even believe it. I just heard it right before I got on live here with you. Incredible. Let me say it just one more time, just to feel better about myself. Mr. Hinckley Jr. is found not guilty by reason of insanity for attempting to shoot the President of the United States dead, namely Ronald Reagan. He's being released by a federal judge because he's not a threat to himself or to anyone else. By the way, it was in that order. He's not a threat to himself or to anyone else at large. Really? Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, today. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to jump online at any time and give us a phone call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be where when your brains are in someone else's head, friends. Wow! Judge grants John Hinckley Jr. his freedom decades after he was found not guilty by reason of insanity. A federal judge recently decided that he's not a threat to himself or to anyone else. So they're going to let him live in Williamsburg, Virginia. What kind of a message is that to the rest of all Americans that are unbalanced? Folks, what sort of message are you allowing your government, your representatives, your servants to send to the rest of us? The mercies truly, it says in the book of Proverbs, truly the mercies of the wicked are cruelty. They are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And why is that? Because when you go to Jonah 2, it tells us, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. And that's exactly what happens. So when it happens again, friends, don't worry about it. He may be insane now for trying to kill the President of the United States, but don't worry about it. He'll get better over time. Rather than doing what God told you to do with people like that, you just go ahead and do it your own way and try to rehabilitate the devil. It doesn't work, friends. It just doesn't work. If you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. Folks, some of the things that I wanted to talk about really quick, because I have to set the stage, I have to tee this up. We have senior editor Tim Brown jumping online with us on the second segment real quick, because what the FBI is doing today is disturbing, folks. Again, what the FBI is doing is disturbing. Therefore, it is also, what you need to understand first and foremost, is illegal. They are entrapping people. I'm going to give it over to Tim on the second segment, but before I get to that, folks, have you seen the conspiracy of silence? I'm teeing it up for Tim Brown during the next segment. This goes line upon line, precept upon precept. Have you seen the documentary Conspiracy of Silence? Well, what they're doing is the unthinkable. And by the way, why are they doing the unthinkable? Just let me roll this out. Well, they said they wouldn't believe it because it's the unthinkable. That's why we can get away with it, said those that are preying on children. They wouldn't believe it, speaking of you, because it's unthinkable. That's why we can get away with it, say they, then them that are preying on the children. Yeah, it's unthinkable. But why would the modern American church, or the conservatives, or the patriots, or anyone else in their right mind, why would they stand down concerning the homosexual agenda? Why are politicians in Washington, D.C. voting in favor of what God calls an abomination? Oh, just hold on a second. See, the widespread acts of pedophiles committed against our children by both corrupt clergy and corrupt politicians are rampant and unthinkable. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Matthew 18:7 through 9, Romans 1:24 and Jude 1:7. See, Conspiracy of Silence is a documentary that exposed the network of religious leaders and Washington politicians who flew children to Washington, D.C. for sex orgies. Yes, you heard me rightly. Many children suffered the indignity of wearing nothing but their underwear and a number displayed on a piece of cardboard hanging from their necks when being auctioned off to foreigners in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Toronto, and Canada. You can watch it online. Conspiracy of Silence. At the last minute before airing the Conspiracy of Silence on national television in America, unknown congressmen threatened the TV cable industry with restrictive legislation that if this documentary was aired, folks, they would shut them down. Almost immediately, unknown persons who ordered all copies destroyed purchased the rights of the documentary. A copy of this videotape was furnished anonymously to former Nebraska State Senator and Attorney John DeCamp, who made it available to retired FBI agent Ted L. Gunderson. I'm going to tee it up for Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, coming up on the next segment, folks. Stay with me. It gets more horrendous.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
The Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, I was just sharing with you real quick the widespread act of pedophilia is committed against our children by both corrupt clergy and corrupt politicians. Corrupt politicians. Conspiracy of Silence, which is a documentary that exposed a network of religious leaders and Washington politicians. This is back in the 80s, who flew children to Washington, D.C. for sex orgies. There was a documentary, once again, called Conspiracy of Silence. Go online and check it out, friends. It's very compelling. It's very disturbing, but it's happening. This will explain why they're advocating the homosexual agenda, the transgender agenda, so on and so forth. Well, this documentary came out, Conspiracy of Silence, and at the last minute before airing, unknown congressmen threatened the TV cable industry with restrictive legislation if this documentary was aired. Now, almost immediately, unknown persons who ordered all copies of Conspiracy of Silence were destroyed. They purchased the rights to the documentary. A copy of this videotape was finished and furnished anonymously to former Nebraska State Senator and Attorney John DeCamp, who made it available to retired FBI agent Ted L. Gunderson. On Tuesday, May 3rd, 1994, the video was actually to be released at that particular time, was scheduled to air on Discover Channel. Again, influential members of Congress applied pressure to the cable industry to stop the airing of the program and to destroy all copies. It was already listed on nationwide calendars in the April 30th, May 6th edition of TV Guide and newspaper supplements. The Discover Channel and Yorkshire Television were reimbursed for the $250,000 production costs. Conspiracy of Silence. Now, why am I talking about that? Well, I'm going to pull up Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. Tim, are you with us? Do we have Tim Brown?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Tim, just double checking. I wasn't catching you right away. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, you just posted a very disturbing article, and I'm teeing this up for you right now, but there is something called Operation Pacifier. Can you please explain to our listeners as to what is, and define for us, if you will, Operation Pacifier?
Yeah, there was it was something that came out of a child porn website scene back in 2015, back in spring of 2015. And excuse me, it was going on. The administrator of the website, which was the Playpen, out of North Carolina, he was arrested for using it. And I don't know why I'm getting the feedback in my ear.
You're getting. Okay.
Yeah, I'm hearing myself coming back through the speaker, sorry. Anyway, they arrested this guy. They took control of his server and moved it to an FBI warehouse in Virginia. They didn't just hold it there and use it for evidence against him. What they did was they reestablished the website and ran it for 2 weeks. And I think they had something like 100,000 people come to the website. They transferred a number of images, something like 48,000 images of child pornography, 200 videos, and 13,000 links to child porn. And they used what they were doing, excuse me, to not only do that, but to invade the people's computers on the other side and gather personal information about them. Now, we're not told whether they used a warrant or not for any of this, but what's most disturbing is this, and it applies to a lot of things that we deal with and that we see being done in law enforcement, things that I think are criminals themselves. And that is, they use the very thing that they're busting this guy for and all these other people for. It is in their possession. You can't tell me they didn't look at any of it. They did. So what's the difference between them and the guy who was running the site? There's no difference because they took it up and they started running it again with the caveat that they were going to get criminals.
Well, wait a second. Wait a second, though, Tim. That would be called entrapment. That's called entrapment, first and foremost.
Exactly,
so it's
right.
Called. Okay, so it's called Operation Pacifier. The FBI is distributing child porn to catch people who view it. So they're actually setting people up to view it, and then they charge them, is what you're telling me.
That's exactly right. And the ironic thing here is, look, I'm not going to defend child porn or people looking at it or anything, but the people looked at something somebody else obviously dealt with. And then you have the FBI busting a guy. Then they take it up and use it as an excuse of why they can use it, just like what you said, for other people. Now, apply that to other things, and I'll make a point of what's going on otherwise there. Operation Fast. They allowed guns, and they knowingly allowed guns to be sold to people that weren't supposed to be, even though I don't think there should be any restrictions. I mean, if you're not eligible to have a gun, you probably should be punished for your crime. Our government watched that happen, and then they watched them walk across the southern border, and we have at least one Mexican drug cartel guy that was busted that said he knew that the Obama administration was funneling guns to one Mexican drug cartel to off the other one. So they were involved in very much the same things, and now you're hearing all these things coming out against various Arizona gun shop owners because they just complied with what the feds told them to do. We have it with the DEA. The DEA possesses what they call drugs in order to catch people who are going to buy drugs.
Yep.
And they would bust people who would sell them. So they're just involved in all of that stuff is just as criminal as anything. However, we had, what was it, last year, thousands of Pentagon employees were caught looking at porn while they were on a job. Was any justice brought? Nope. Everybody got to keep their job.
Let me interact into that. Let me interject this thought into that. If you remember right, Attorney General Eric Holder didn't have time to investigate, nor did he have the resources. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to go online, friends, you can go to Brian Bender from the Boston Globe, who broke this ICE investigation into the Pentagon itself, and they found that over 5,000 members of the Pentagon themselves were downloading child pornography. And what they were doing is they were setting them up. They were extorting these members is what they were doing, and we can see it in full face now. Today.
Yeah, and it's not just that. I've had friends, one was a young man who was working to deal locally with basically cutting off the indefinite detention provisions of the NDAA. And he called me up one day and he said, make sure about your mail that you get, you know, don't open up any PDFs or anything like that from anybody you don't know. Because what he had gotten was he got his email. And it was a PDF, and he had somebody investigate it, and what it ended up was it looked like a normal PDF, but embedded in that PDF was child pornography. And he said, this is the way they get on the computer, and even if you delete it out of your email program, it stays on your computer. So a lot of this stuff that we hear sometimes, I understand some things are obviously circumstances that surround that that lead us to believe the person wasn't involved in that, for instance, like the subway cut. But there are some things that I suspect are planted stuff on people's computers in order to discredit them, get them out of the way. There's too much vindictiveness or whatever the case may be. But you're right.
Of course.
But Eric Holder, his issue, not just about that, but even I think it was Joe Biden, he talked about when you deal with the issue of guns. They don't even have, he said, we don't have to find the plastic people who lie on their ATF form that they have to fill out to obtain a gun. So they're, yeah. What they're doing is they're putting all their time into stuff that they shouldn't be. It isn't constitutional, like going after conservative groups, targeting them, and going after people they don't have any business going after for political reasons. And when they should be administering justice the way they should be, and they're not doing it.
Yeah, no, they're creating the crime, and they're incriminating anybody that would stand against what's going on in this country. And you can bet your bottom dollar that's exactly what it's aimed at. I want to say for the record, Tim, I've never seen it. And I praise God that I've never, ever seen it. And, you know, because when you, first of all, when you look in Scripture, you can't find anything like this. Because Jesus said it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your neck and to cast yourself into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. And if you look in Exodus 22, the Lord said to the fatherless, if you were in any sense to violate them, that the Lord would kill you with the sword. There's just off limits, just unthinkable stuff. But again, talking about conspiracy of silence and setting it up for what Operation Pacifier is doing today, keep in mind it was the FBI that was actually protecting the politicians that were guilty of committing the crimes against the children. And now they don't have the resources, but they have the resources to set people up with child porn. I mean, this is unthinkable, friends.
No, it is. In fact, each time the FBI distributed an image, it committed a federal crime that is punishable by a mandatory, not whether you like it, a mandatory minimum sentence of 5 years and a maximum sentence of 20 years.
Yeah, but that doesn't apply to those that are setting you up, though, right, Tim?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Tim Brown, Senior Editor. Thank you for the time, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Operation Pacifier. The FBI is distributing child porn to catch people who view it. Also, check out Conspiracy of Silence. Be right back.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I got to tell you, what I have going on here right now, we're doing live radio. I have never had this happen before. Everything is completely frozen up on my computer right now. If I can get the guys down at GCN to actually pull up David from LandmarkGold.com, that would be greatly appreciated. Can you just go ahead and pull him up for me? Folks, we have Landmark Gold's David Fisher up next. And before I pull him up, I would like to share with all of my listeners from the heart, anybody and everybody that knows who I am or what I've been kicking off as far as the information and everything that I put into my messages over the last 15 years of being on radio, both locally and nationally and internationally, know that I'm a pretty black and white kind of a guy. And so in saying that, David Fisher from Landmark Golds came on a referral. And when he came on a referral, I cross-checked the referral. As a matter of fact, I even called the owner at GCN. And I cross-checked David Fisher from Landmark Gold. And I'm saying that for a reason, because I want all of my listeners to understand that I just don't endorse anybody. As a matter of fact, I'm very picky whom I partner with. Thus, I've never really endorsed anybody because either they didn't pass my stringent test or I didn't believe in their product. It's just really, truly that simple. Well, after thoroughly checking David out, David Fisher from Landmark Gold, and his company out. I fully endorse him, and I also believe in gold and have some from his company in my personal portfolio. As a matter of fact, next spring I'm going to expand that portfolio. So without further ado, do I have David Fisher from Landmark Gold online with me right now?
I can hear you great, Bradley. You sound perfect.
I appreciate it. What happened just now, I have no idea, David. Never had it happen before, but everything froze up right after Tim during the break here. But aside of that, we have you. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. There's a lot of turmoil and market movement in the, and I'm hearing a lot of feedback in my phone as a playback from your station there. So I don't know if your producer can fix that, but it sounds like my voice is being repeated in my head here about four times.
Okay. GCN, I hope you guys are catching this because that was the second one that we had today. Tim was saying the same thing. I apologize.
But I can talk through all this, and I've done this before. You know, we've had some technical difficulties on other networks, but I'm here for you fully. And we've had a significant move in gold this year like none other in the last 4 years. It's been a pullback, but gold has moved up 23% this year so far, and it's definitely the number one asset that's been moving. Stocks have moved up 3 to 4%, and we're in a bull market again, once again in gold.
Okay, so when you say that, though, what do you mean when you say that it's moved up? How much has it moved up and why?
Well, it's gone up 23%. So if a person invested in gold in January 1st of this year, their portfolio would have increased 23% versus they would have invested in stocks, bonds, mutual funds. They've moved up somewhere between 3, 4, and possibly 5% as a whole. There's some individual stocks, obviously, that have done better than that, and there's some stocks that have done a lot worse. So it's gone up that much in precious metals, specifically gold. And it's a simple reason why. This is a signal that something is wrong out there in our financial world, the landscape of the global system. We've never, you know, seen before what we're experiencing in your and my lifetime. If we think back just, you know, Bradley, 8 years ago, there's a thing called the trend is your friend, you know, and if you figure out what the trend is and you follow the trend and understand it, you'll be fine. And that works financially, but it also works fundamentally. There's been, you know, 15, 20 years ago, we never thought we should own debt, and typically people didn't have, you know, high credit card debt, but the media transformed this into having us believe what the normal should be. Is you got to have a lot of debt. And we said, you know, that sounds abnormal, but that abnormal thing became normal. And 8 years ago, the central banks went through printing a lot of debt, $5 trillion is what the Fed did. And we said to ourselves 8 years ago, this is really abnormal. Well, that now abnormal today is a normal thing. We now have another country printing a lot of debt. The European central banking system is doing the same thing that the Federal Reserve is doing, and they're thinking this is going to work. You know, I'm not a central bank manager, but I'm a study of money. And historically, this has never worked in any financial entity globally from the beginning of time. But they're trying to say this is normal now. In fact, now they're saying we should have negative interest rates. In other words, you should be charged money to put money in the bank. And five countries are now charging their citizens and those companies that are in their country money. They're charging them fees for them to put their money in a bank. That's so abnormal. But this is what they're trying to make as normal. So as a result of that and the debt structure of the world, and the United States being $20 trillion in debt, just shy of that, the big money of the world is saying, this is going to turn out to be a big mess. We got to buy gold. And that is what has been causing gold to go up 23% so far a year. This is the signal that the big money of the world is saying the worst is yet to come, because there's no fix on the future of this, and it's all going to turn bad at some level.
Yeah, you know, this kind of reminds me, and I'm glad you brought this point up, but you and I frequently stay in touch, and it wasn't too long ago, as a matter of fact, it was just a couple weeks ago, that I texted you about something that I'd actually seen as an article about how gold was going to go up $1,000 an ounce, and then I asked your opinion. And so were we onto something back then as to what we're seeing today?
Well, you know, you and I both live busy lives, and we didn't get to go further in depth on that. I didn't actually get to see what articles you're referring to, so I hate to, you know, make a blank statement and throw out the baby with the bath, so to speak. But most people, Bradley, who have said, and I've been doing this for 22 years, I've heard a lot of outlandish things when people yeah. talk about gold and silver. So when I hear you having a pure great heart and you want to know what the truth is, and you're saying, you know, is this true? I responded, as you very well know, in the text saying, you know, most people that say those things, it doesn't come to pass, and therefore, when they say it's going to happen and by such and such a time, they lose mm-hmm. their credibility.
That's right.
And my integrity and your integrity is the most important thing that we have besides our relationship with God and, you know, obviously our families in there. But our integrity is the measure of us as men and what we do and say every day. So I would hate to say that person that wrote that article lacks integrity, because I don't know what the article was, but here's what I can say, and I'm going to adjust my thinking a little bit, because something has happened since that time that you and I were just texting each other 2 weeks ago. I know we talk a lot, but there's a person that came out in mainstream media, and they shot him down, but his facts were accurate, and he has a significant amount of integrity and reputation that is very forthright. And he said on mainstream media just a week ago that gold in the future, he didn't put a date to it, but in his lifetime, and he's a little bit older than us, is going to go to $10,000. At first, when I saw the title of the article, I blew it off, because I've heard these things before. But because of the author, and I started to research it, and I started to see what other things are being said in mainstream media, like Reuters, this month. And this ties into this, why gold could go up a whole bunch. Now, first of all, I can't get my arms around gold going up to 10,000, so I'm not saying that today. I don't even know if it can go to 5,000. But the numbers are big, and there's a reason that they're saying this, and more people who are not guys or ladies that own a gold company are saying these things. In fact, there was an article in Forbes magazine today talking about a major run-up in gold, and tied in with everything that I'm going to share with you on your program today. The International Monetary Fund last year invited China into their inner circle, a part of a thing called SDRs, Special Drawing Rights. China's been wanting to be a part of this. There's four other countries that are part of this. China's been wanting to be a part of it, and they got invited to be a part of it. They passed all the tests, kind of like you put me through the test. They passed the test of the IMF. And what this is, Special Drawing Rights, is a basket of electronic system that is used in central banks as a monetary system, if you will. So they invited China to be a part of this. The euro is a part of it. The dollar is a part of it. The yen is a part of it. And the pound is a part of it. So now there's five currencies. And September 30th, the end of this month, they're going to launch this IMF. How much weight or how much importance the Chinese yuan will have in this basket of currencies with these electronic systems, a monetary system called Special Drawing Rights that the IMF says. What does this mean to us? Well, just the fact that they're inviting another currency, and China is the only country of all these countries I just listed that has been aggressively buying gold. They're buying gold for a reason, because they want to be the world reserve currency.
Mm-hmm.
The dollar has been in the biggest sell-off, according to the Treasury, in the
David, let me stop you right there. I'm going to pull you over to the next segment. We got the music playing, so we got to take a break. All my listeners, listen carefully. You need to call and get this information from David or go to his website. I promise you that there'll be no hard sell. In fact, no sell at all. Go ahead and go to 1-877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Paul Walter. I would just like to say that we're very happy here when Bradley Dean joined us as a contributing writer. We're very happy to have him. And one of the important things about Bradley Dean is he has a following with the young people. And we need to reach the young people if we're going to save America.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/ReaganPoints for details.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, I have David Fisher from Landmark Gold online with me right now. But before I let you finish that point, David, I want to emphasize something here for my listeners, if you would. Folks, I want you to understand, as I shared with you during the first segment with David, that I just don't endorse anybody. But with David, I have. I vetted David. I cross-checked David, probably to the point of, Bradley, you're kind of going overboard a little bit, but I have to believe in what I'm telling the people, because if I'm not believing in what I'm endorsing, I can't endorse it. It's just like what I do as a preacher. I can't give it out if I ain't got it. And what I have here with David Fisher from Landmark Golds is his trust. And I think that's a pretty big deal, and I know it is to you as well. But I also want you to understand that what you're hearing from David right now is exactly what I hear from David when I'm having a conversation, not on live radio, just in my own personal time. It's just a gentle, non-aggressive individual who believes in what he's doing, and I believe with my whole heart that what he is doing, friends, he means to help other people. He wants to give what he's got, and that's why I have him on the radio show today. So let me just reiterate this. If you want to give him a call, it's 1-877-448-2646 or go to landmarkgold.com. Again, 1-877-448-2646 or again, go to his website at landmarkgold.com. I did not mean to cut you off, David, but you go ahead and take your thought and carry on, my friend.
No, that's absolutely right. So we got to pay for the network and keep you on the air. So what's happening is China is involved in now wanting to be the world reserve. They made the first major steps of buying a lot of gold to do that. Another major step, which is probably bigger of them, is being invited into the International Monetary Fund, the school of the insider group, so to speak. This is the mother bank of all mother banks. So they are trying to be a part of the financial system. And the reason they're doing this is because they're the biggest holders of U.S. dollars. So if you and I, let's go back, and we're the biggest holders of U.S. dollars for the last 15 to 25 years, and we're seeing this country called the United States go further into debt since 2001, double their debt in the last 10 years under this presidency, and lower an interest rate to almost zero, where when we hold a thing called a treasury, we get no return on our money. And now we're seeing that this country cannot pay its debt down. It's a mathematical improbability. It's impossible. I blur those two words together. I do talk for a living, though, Bradley. That's why we get along really well. But anyway, so what's happening is this is why the gold market has moved so much, because these central banks are seeing a major problem coming. They are seeing that there's this new trend that has been happening amongst countries being in trouble where they needed a thing called a bailout. And I wrote a big white paper on this that is now in its fifth edition, and they can get it by calling our company, that explains how our country is following in the exact same footsteps as the 14 other countries that have already done this, where they've seized their citizens' assets and taking them and giving them a banknote or a country note called a bond to pay them back over time. It's like having Social Security, where you put in a lot but you don't get it back as much over time. So this is what has happened as a mechanism, a means to pay down or get their debt under control, is what's happening in these countries. So what's happening now, we're moving towards a bailout in America. There's been more information on this in the last 4 or 5 years than in our country, than all 14 countries combined. Our country, I don't know if they're going to do it, but they are certainly preparing for it. And August of 2014, the Vice President of the Federal Reserve, Stanley Fischer, no relationship to me, said, we are now ready for a bail-in any day. So we're
wait a second, David. So what you're saying is that you believe that there's a major problem with our current financial system, and that there is a catastrophic event that may happen here. And that's what the individual that you just named is actually forecasting right now. So that's what you're telling us. Okay.
There's a major financial catastrophic event getting ready to happen, because what caused this event in 2008 is leveraged money, derivatives.
Mm-hmm.
And banks are 2.5 times more leveraged today than prior to 2008. To put it into perspective, in 1998, our country bailed out a company called Long Term Capital Management. They were trading derivatives using what you call a quantitative easing model, what the Fed did in 2008. They were within hours of going under, and our country bailed them out. Otherwise, it would cause systemic meltdown. 10 years later, our country bailed out banks that leveraged money. $680 trillion was the number of global leverage derivatives, and our country bailed out banks and a few companies that were involved in that. Now our country has leveraged its money, the Fed, through quantitative easing, $5 trillion. And Europe is doing the same thing with leverage money, and other countries are highly leveraged, and still companies and banks, especially banks, are 2.5 times more leveraged. So the question is, who's going to bail out these countries now? And this is what this gentleman was saying. We're going to have, more than likely, a meltdown happening because it only took one company called Lehman Brothers to cause a whole domino systemic risk. And this is why they're saying that there's a being set up right now in banks, and banks are very well aware of this. They're even reporting it in CNBC, what I'm talking about. And if we had more time, I'd go in more depth, and maybe you can have me on again. We'll talk a little bit more about it. So what is happening is there's this belief that there is going to have another meltdown because leveraged money will create a meltdown. And as a result of that, they're either going to have to go into their citizens. The United States will either go into our accounts, bank accounts, savings accounts, IRAs, 401ks, and they can legally do that now through the Dodd-Frank Act that was passed under President Obama in 2010. And this report that they can call my company tells all the details of this. And they can look it up on the Internet. It's all public knowledge. So with that, we've worked out with a lawyer a legal way where if they have an IRA or 401k, they can roll that over and buy physical gold and silver and take possession of it without a tax liability. They also can buy gold and silver, you know, using money from their savings or checking account, obviously, and that's very easy. But you also can do it in your retirement without a tax liability and own it and hold it in your hands, not in a third-party depository. They call my company. I wrote a whole white paper on this. But if we have this thing that we're thinking is going to happen, that people who don't own a gold company are saying it is coming. People like UBS that put out a report most recently saying we're getting ready for a major meltdown. And in the report, they say systemic risk is rising and economic policy is uncertainty at all-time highs. So we're moving into a time of massive uncertainty globally. And people, I cannot be so passionate, I've never been this passionate about this, because we are on the verge of 1 to 2 headlines away from some sort of a major meltdown once again. And if we see this being triggered, the IMF will step in, use this whole new currency, and we'll have a global one world currency, which is what Scripture's been talking about.
Exactly. So it begs the question here then, David, is our money safe in banks at all? Is it really safe even there?
If we would have had these laws passed in 2007 and what happened in 2008, we already would have experienced this whole bail-in in the United States and people's 401ks in their banks. It would already have happened. Just that's why they set up these laws, because they followed in the same footsteps of socialistic countries in Europe. Those are the same laws that they're setting up today or have done already.
Okay. All right. Interesting. You mentioned the bail-in. That's one of the things that caught my attention. Can you explain that?
Well, we bailed out some banks in 2008. They couldn't survive, and if we wouldn't have bailed them out, and AIG and General Motors and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, also companies, we would have had a whole meltdown of systemic risk. We almost had one anyway by bailing these banks out and companies. So we bailed them out, and they paid the country back in time. This time, there's not enough money to bail out these banks again, because banks are 2.5 times more leveraged today, and the Fed is now 70 times more leveraged today than they were prior to 2008. They've already bailed them out once. So the next bailout won't happen the way it happened in 2008. It's going to be a bail-in. That's why they passed these laws. They're going to go internal. And this is the Treasury's involved in this. This is all documented on a government website even, FDIC.gov. So this is what this report talks about. So this is what we could see being triggered. And if we would have these laws before, this would have already been happening in 2008.
Folks, we're talking to David Fisher, Landmarks Gold. I want you to go to his website. You're getting this vital information because of the times that we're in. As you well know, you can reach them at 1-877-448-2646 or Landmark Gold. Thank you, David, for your time. We appreciate you, my friend.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.